My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we leave Mavis Mills, who is Joe Curry, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado's scammer. Then Davin sets his sights on a video chat from his scammer, Belinda. So listen and enjoy.
By February, I would be with my lawyers, and that money was coming really soon, because I alluded to that.
Yeah.
All right? Now, you're talking to her in February. Yeah, this equates to money. It equates to money. Bottom line, money. Like
you don't
I was
think it's
saying.
Love?
No. No. Hey, like I said this.
You don't think she's an honest girl like Belinda?
No. And here's the, we got our job, they got theirs. You know?
Pip? She's so in love with the poetry writing, leech using.
Cat talking.
Cat loving.
Thrown out of car being. Dr. Win Wang Chow going.
strange creature that is Dick Eldorado.
You know, Dick Eldorado had a short-lived spin-off podcast. He seemed much healthier. Not mentally. But
No. No, but, okay, first of all, I had to go into that. Oh, yeah, she's really deeply in love. I'm sorry, but really.
It hurts. It stings.
But the thing is that here she is. You're hitting her pretty hardball, and she is being very aggressive about, yes, okay, I'll make
I
it
have
happen.
A completely different style with Belinda Belinda and Mavis.
Oh, no, I know. But, well, because she is not your beloved. But the
he
other
is
thing
not
is,
my beloved.
And you want to get back to Dick Eldorado. Dick Eldorado is a pathetic, gullible moron.
So it really wasn't much creating this character.
I'm glad you realized this, Joe.
Believe me, I'm paralleling him.
I think Dick Eldorado's got more to offer a woman at this point.
Kind of scaring me lately. Type imitates art.
We're calling this art, so be it. So you guys approve of my handling of this situation?
Yeah, that's
yes.
good.
Yes.
Are we feeling good about me closing the deal in a video chat?
Yes. Yes.
Bad news for those who bet against me. Which would be, by the way, if I get her, that'd be three scammers I've gotten to everybody else's zero.
And I feel good about it because it's not about love.
And you don't have money on the line.
Wait a second,
I don't eat anything anymore.
So we're liking the way I handled this, and we're now all confident that I am going to do the impossible yet again.
And the chat room is stunned into submission once again, as if I had said the word cock repeatedly.
All right, that was just gratuitous.
It was. It totally was.
What
I
are
was
they
talking about roosters. No,
what are they stunned about?
They're just listening. They haven't even like chimed in for a little while.
They're maybe they're
asleep.
Not there.
No, they're there. Oh, I know you're there.
But here's the deal. Well, and I'll say it again. Here's the deal. Well, I think this could take place. There's money at the end of that rainbow for her.
Well, Joe, I mean, you make them sound so shallow.
Sorry.
All right. So.
Devious? You don't say.
When we last left with my girlfriend, Belinda, the lights had gone out. And I wrote her, I'll read again what
but
I wrote.
But not the lights went out in Ghana.
Oh, I don't have it. Exactly. I wrote her something poetic.
What was
Hey, work your own side of the street.
My stuff's better and
really?
Shorter.
We'll have a contest.
No, we won't. So she responds to what I wrote, which I don't have in front of me. She goes, romantic. She goes, the lights just came on, and I got home safely yesterday. Remember, I asked her to tell me when she got home.
Right.
She goes, doing quite good today. I go, I'm glad you were safe. Thank you for letting me know. Did Ishmael walk you home last night? Remember, her cousin was supposed to walk her home last night. Then he was out with his friends gallivanting. She goes, so what have you been up to? Yes, he came home early enough to walk me home. I go, good. I thought he was with you, but then he said he was out with his friend, so I was confused. She goes, yeah, he was with me, but he left and then came back.
Okay.
I go, cool. What time did you get home last night? She goes, 10 my time. I go, kind of late for Kasha, poor kid. Remember, she got the little kid. She goes, yeah, she was very tired when we got home. I go, how far do you live from Granny's? She goes, about a 40-minute walk. I go, wow, is that where you are now? She goes, I'm at Granny's. I go, so do I get to see you on video chat today? She goes, yes, you will in a couple of minutes.
Really?
I go, I heard that yesterday, LOL. Tell me when you are leaving to go, and I will reboot the computer. Because I have to set up the computer into the mixer. That's what that means now. So I get the audio. Now I remember I had to say that.
Nice, clear audio.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, anyway. I go,
makes it easier to post. But
I go, did Ishmael get you a microphone that works? She goes, I know, but the lights went off, and I was just about leaving. I go, I know, even before that, you confused a couple of minutes with a couple of hours, LOL. She goes, LOL, I guess that's ladies' stuff. I go, some people say lady stuff. Some people say black people. some people say Jewish people. I say one of my favorite people.
She's talking about her period? What the hell's going on
here?
Yeah,
really?
No, she's on black people time.
Lady stuff.
She laughs.
Yeah, lady stuff, yeah.
I go, so will we actually be able to speak today, or will you just be dazzling me with your breasts again?
Oh, nice.
I was hoping. She goes,
sparkly.
She goes, we will be able to speak. I go, cool, not that I wasn't enjoying the view, devil face. She goes, sure you were. I go, is that intentional or just a lucky break for me? She goes, well, a little bit of both.
Oh, hey now.
I go, how could it be both? She goes, I guess you got lucky. It was intentional, smiley face. I go, sweet, well, it was much appreciated. But don't think I was just looking down. I noticed your beautiful smile as well. I don't want to be a cat.
Creep.
I don't want to be one. Creep. She goes, thank you. I go, welcome.
Meanwhile, he's sitting here going, melons.
I go, did you have impure thoughts last night? Remember, we were talking about the impure thoughts last time.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, kind of, but I don't know how impure they were. I go, well, tell me what you thought. I will tell you how impure.
I like it.
She goes, imagining us kissing. I go, and how did you imagine it would be? She goes, imagined it would be fun.
Oh, man. It's like pulling teeth to get anything.
Well, usually when you imagine
sexy
kissing, unless it's your grandpa, it's going to be fun.
Oh, God.
No, it could be granny. I go, was it a long kiss? She goes, do you like long kissing? I go, depends on who with. It's 20 questions now.
Do you like long kissing? No, I like little pecks on the cheek.
She goes, who? And then she puts her name, Belinda Abbey. What kiss will it be? She says, oh, you. Nah, maybe just a kiss on a cheek.
That's what she said?
No, that's what I said to her.
Oh, okay.
Tell me what you imagine, then I will imagine a different one for us, okay? She goes, imagining us holding hands and kissing at the beach. I go, who initiates the kiss? She goes, Mr. Davin does, as opposed to Mr. Big Papa Pump.
Mr. Davin, is that a hairdresser?
It sounds like it. I go, are you surprised when I initiate it? She goes, yes, I was. I go, were you glad I did, or did you try to pull away at first? She goes, I tried to pull away at first, but I was glad you did. I go, is it a slow kiss, or was it fast and frenzied? She goes, it was a slow one. I go, nice, what happened after the kiss? She goes, continue from the slow kiss. I go, you want me to continue from the slow kiss? She goes, yep. I go, all right, doll. I'll pick up the story and then hand it back off to you for you to continue. She goes, okay. Well, I was intoxicated by how soft your lips were. They were what I imagined an angel's lips would feel like.
It's about as erotic as a traffic report.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.